This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Colorado is suing the Trump administration over big cuts to AmeriCorps. Nearly half of U.S. states are part of that lawsuit. Last year, more than 6,600 AmeriCorps members served at 700 sites around Colorado, doing everything from disaster relief to after-school tutoring. Trump's team has cut the administrative staff and eliminated some AmeriCorps programs altogether, saying they don't fit the president's priorities. About 100 Venezuelans detained in Aurora's Immigration Detention Center will stay put for now. CPR's Allison Sherry has been following this story.
The ACLU of Colorado initially asked a federal judge to halt any planned deportations to a Salvadoran prison under the Alien Enemies Act. The judge agreed and issued a temporary restraining order banning anyone subject to the wartime measure from being moved outside of Colorado. The administration appealed. This week, circuit judges left that restraining order in place. They said the U.S. Supreme Court is likely to address the larger unresolved Alien Enemies Act issue soon. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado has a new online dashboard to show the patient population that's uninsured or covered by Medicaid. That's the state and federal program that covers health care for low-income Americans. The new dashboard is from Colorado Hospital Association. It shows Medicaid and uninsured patients' volumes and visits to emergency departments. It also shows what the source of payments to a hospital is. That dashboard arrives as Congress weighs potentially deep cuts to Medicaid. This is CPR News.